had stepped up after, you know, what happened in Charlotte and what the progress they made in 2 weeks against a tough team last
year. Yeah, I was really proud of the whole football team. You know, when you look at it, when they started off right off the bat, they had, you know, don't quote me on the numbers, but I think they had like 11-play drive and went down there and ended up scoring on us. And I thought was the best thing that happened is our offense came back out and our offense was able to sustain the drive and put some points on the board, which kept our defense off the field, you know, and in terms of, you know, a mental stance, you know, a mental approach to the game, it would have been tough to go right back out there, okay? And I thought as the game went on, as you watched it, the closer it got towards the end to finish what Dan's been preaching, I thought our players played extremely well. When you look at it, like I said, 11-play drive. Next time they came out, I think it might have been a 3-and-out or a 5-play drive. But by the latter part of the game, second half, their drives got shorter, and which meant that our mindset, we could smell a victory, and I was really pleased the effort that the guys made.
Charles Godfrey kind of goes unnoticed, but what type of job did he do on Greg Olsen?
Oh, I thought he did a great job. You know, that's a challenge to – that's a great tight end, you know what I mean? He's really a great target for the Cam there, and like that last play, he just played perfect technique where he played inside leverage, and he was able to, you know, make a big play right there at the end of the game in the fourth quarter.
And how much progress has the unit made since week six when y'all had, you know, the tight end free that game?
Well, you know, when we played that game, you know, first of all, that the New Orleans Saints, their offense is really, really good. Okay, when you look at it, they're the number one passing team in the National Football League. They're in terms of yards, you know, they're second in the league in third down efficiency. So anytime you're that way, they're able to keep drives alive. And going back and looking at the last time we played them, they were able to sustain once again. Might have been like a 14-play drive and go down and score on us, you know. But you keep watching game after game after game. They do that to a lot of people. And in the last time, the tight end situation, they, you know, weren't matched up properly on him at times. He had whatever he had, over 100-something yards catching, 10 receptions. He was a very, very important part in their offense, and we got to do a much better job of not only taking him away, but they've got several wide receivers that are doing a great job, number 10 and 83. I think they've got a total between the two of them, probably about 34 explosive plays on the year. So they're a really, really good challenged offense, just like it was last week, and we're excited about the opportunity.
Vic had the big sack at the end, but how was it the whole game?
Well, I thought what happened a few times, you know, we had some issues on perimeter runs. It wasn't just him. A lot of different issues with some different people. They, you know, we weren't pleased with it. Eventually, we were able to get it fixed. But I thought what he did in practice that week, I thought he had a really good week of practice. And I know that's interesting coming into the final week. But he played well, just like he did at practice. And I like the determination. He came off the edge with quickness and explosion. And he wasn't where he came free. You know, he had to fight through that pressure and was able to, you know, get the ball off of Cam. And Clay was able to recover it. But overall, I was pleased with his performance. Had a few issues in the run game early in the game.
Tyson, with Paul, how do you plan to replace Paul?
Well, I can't get into all that stuff. I'll let Dan get into those things. But Tyson played some in the game. And, you know, that last week's game, I mean, we had several people playing. You know, the linebacker crew was hurt. And D-line, we were rotating everybody in there, and the determination out of everybody, like I said, I was really impressed with it, and we'll do the same thing this week.
How would you evaluate Claiborne's play throughout the season?
Well, I think early in the year we asked him to play inside where I think he is probably more effective playing outside, you know what I mean? And we had to because of our personnel situation. And what I do, I like the man. I like the demeanor of him. You know, he's a tough kid, works hard. It's important to him. Production level in terms of how many tackles and assists, and I don't have that right now. We'll evaluate all the players starting next week. But overall, I was really pleased with him, and I liked what he brought to the locker room.
And you like the energy level that he plays with?
Yeah, you know, he's a very – when you've talked to him probably in the locker room, he's a very quiet guy. It's not that he's shy. He's not a boisterous type individual, but it's business to him, and that's what I like about it. He's very mature, and he's very businesslike with his approach to the game.
Special problems with Breeze that he presents.
Well, Breeze, you know, you can say, you know, that plantar fasciitis toe, but I didn't see it at all last week. You know, matter of fact, they were down on the 1-yard line, backed up, and very seldom will you ever see any team boot out back on the 1 yard line, worried about, you know, having a tackle for a loss, and he did. He's moving fine. He was on fire, and like I said, he's such a fierce competitor. I know he's disappointed with the performance of their team overall, not being in the playoffs. I've read some of his quotes, but overall, he's playing really, really well. Had, like I said last week, he had a great, great game. You know, he's a competitor. He's a Pro Bowl type player, will be in the Hall of Fame one of these days, and everything about the individual as a person and as a player, got a lot of respect for him.
And 10 Cooks, he's got big numbers. Mm-hmm. He came out just speed, just a 9 guy, but is he running different?
Well, yeah, like I said, he has the most explosives. I think he might have like 18 explosive plays on the year, and he's a vertical route runner. Can he run other routes? Yeah, he does, but a lot of times on what we call them race routes, he's the one that blows the top off the coverage and where they get a guy underneath the other way. He's been really productive, and also 83's come in and kind of a no-name guy, but when you look at his thing, he's had 14 explosive plays, and he's a tough kid, will come in and block. They do a lot of perimeter run game with their crack tosses and things like that, and really a great production out of that young man with good hands and good football player.
Yeah, they picked Hightower off the football scrap heap.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, you look what they've gone through as a football team and whatever number this is for them with the running back situation, but he's played really well. You know, he's got the ability, he's shifty, and then he's got ability to hit the seam, and he can beat you that way too. And he's having a good, you know, I'm happy for him coming in wherever they got him from, and he's been doing a nice job with them. They rotate a different number of backs, and there's a lot of, you know, balls that are thrown to the back based off a screen game, et cetera.